Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, coming at you live from, well, somewhere that's quiet enough to record this podcast without my dog deciding it's a good time to chew on the couch again. Ever feel like life's just one long to-do list? A constant scramble to get to the next thing, the next achievement, the next shiny object? It's easy to get caught up in that chase, right? But what if I told you there was a simpler path to happiness? A way to find joy and contentment even amidst the chaos? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of cultivating gratitude and contentment. Sounds kinda zen, huh? Don't worry, I'm not about to launch into some cosmic meditation routine. This is about actionable steps, real-world strategies that you can actually implement today to feel more grounded, more satisfied, and heck, even a little happier. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets of finding contentment, one grateful thought at a time. First off, let's be clear. Gratitude isn't just saying, thank you, when someone holds the door open. It's a conscious choice to focus on the good in your life, even the seemingly small stuff. Think about it, a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the sound of laughter from your kids, that perfect sunset view. These moments, when we truly appreciate them, become little sparks of joy that illuminate our day. Number two, contentment isn't about being satisfied with mediocrity. It's about finding peace and happiness within yourself, regardless of external circumstances. You know that feeling of pure bliss after crushing a workout? That's contentment in action. It's that sense of fulfillment that comes from knowing you're living in alignment with your values, striving to be your best self, not just chasing some arbitrary goalpost. Third, practice mindful awareness. It's about paying attention to the present moment, savoring each experience without getting caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Ever notice how when you're truly engaged in a conversation, time seems to fly by? That's mindfulness in action. When we live fully in the now, we create space for gratitude and contentment to blossom. Fourth, cultivate positive relationships. Surrounding yourself with supportive, uplifting people can make a world of difference. Think about your tribe. Those folks who lift you up, inspire you, and remind you that you're awesome just the way you are. Nurturing those connections is a powerful antidote to stress and negativity. And finally, remember, it's okay to not be okay. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But when those challenges hit, try to find the silver lining. Look for opportunities to learn, grow, and emerge stronger on the other side. Even in adversity, there's always something to be grateful for. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting on your porch swing, enjoying that warm evening breeze, listening to the crickets chirping. You take a sip of your iced tea and feel a sense of deep contentment wash over you. You think about all the good things in your life, your loving family, your supportive friends, your passion for your work. And even though there are challenges ahead, you know that you're capable of facing them head on with courage and grace. That's the power of cultivating gratitude and contentment. It allows you to experience life fully, savor the good moments, and find strength in the face of adversity. So, what can you do right now? Start by taking a moment to appreciate something small, maybe the comfy feeling of your clothes, the sound of your breath, or even just the fact that you're alive and experiencing this beautiful world. Make a conscious effort to notice the good things throughout your day, big and small. And remember, contentment is not a destination, it's a journey. Embrace the process, be kind to yourself, and enjoy the ride. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, do me a solid, share it with someone who could use a little dose of gratitude and contentment in their life. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find our little corner of wisdom here in the podcast world. Until next time, keep striving for greatness, but never forget to appreciate the journey along the way.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.